So for the past few weeks, you all have been talking about what does the Bible say about spirits? And today we're talking about how do we respond to the supernatural? And generally, I'm going to just kind of share some of my personal testimony and nuggets that the Lord has shared with me in working with the angelic, dealing with the demonic, and a few other things. I definitely kind of chased after the supernatural things throughout my life in certain ways. And what I found is that you can chase after angels. You can go to different ministries and figure out what's happening with regards to how to handle the demonic. But if you chase after Jesus, you figure it all out. And not only that, you get more, and that's the kingdom. And so I'm always asking the Lord, Lord, if there's one thing you want me to share with people, what is that? What is that one message? And he said, Liza, it's the same thing I shared 2,000 years ago. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe. And when I think of the kingdom, and I'm just saying a few things to set up before I share my testimony, because the kingdom is supernatural, and the kingdom of God. A friend of mine, I was trying to figure it out, and a friend of mine who was a minister, she said, it's really simple. I had kind of stepped away a little bit from pursuing the things that were supernatural, healing, deliverance, because nobody else was doing it around me at that time. I was sort of, that's the type of lady. I kind of backed off and realized I was missing out on God. And I repented, I turned, I changed my mind. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. And the Lord said, he said, you know, Liza, when I wanted to talk to Mary, I sent an angel. It's like you and dancing. It's just who I am. He is supernatural, and everything about him is supernatural. And what he wants you to know is that he created you to be supernatural as well. And that I love in Genesis, it says, let's make man in our own image, the Lord says, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds in the heavens, and over the livestock in all the heavens and all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Lord Jesus, when we become believers, I know James had mentioned this, the Holy Spirit comes and resides on the inside of us, and we are indeed supernatural. And the Lord in Matthew 10:7, he says, as you preach this message, the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons, freely give as you have received. He says in Luke 10:9, behold, I have given you authority and power to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and by any means, nothing shall harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits are subjected to you, but rejoice that your name is written in heaven. So with that, I collided with the kingdom of heaven and the supernatural things of God, sort of in my testimony. I got saved in Oakland, California. I'm originally from here, but I moved there for many years. In my living room on the floor. I had heard the salvation prayer many times, said it. It really didn't mean anything to me, but that day it did something to me. And before that, I was not interested in anything Christian. Really didn't like Christians very much. Didn't like preachers or churches or anything that they represented, because all I saw was a lot of corruption and a lot of hurt and a lot of pain. And I got very involved in, as you can imagine, in California, there's all kinds of New Age things that you can get involved in. And even though I had come up kind of going to a church occasionally with my parents, even got baptized, thought I snuck into the kingdom because I got dunked in some water. And even with that, I got to a point where my teachings, just even in Sunday school class with some really great Sunday school teachers, was bumping up against the knowledge I was coming with regards to psychics and the New Age. And I had to make a decision what I was going to believe. And I just said, Jesus, if you're real, would you show yourself to me? So that day, I'm on the floor, and I heard this prayer, and I say, Jesus, I repent of my sins. I ask you into my heart, and I make you my Lord and Savior. And Jesus shows up. So I don't physically see Jesus in the flesh, but I know he's there with his arms open, and I'm freaked out. I'm like, he's real. Jesus is real. And that revelation was so rich in my heart. But what's also rich is that I realized that when I die and go to heaven, that wasn't all that there was. I die and go to heaven, but right now heaven comes to live with me. And that was very real. I got up, identity crisis, because now I am one of the people that I don't really care about. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what is this? Like, am I a Republican now? Like, somebody help me. I don't know what this is about, right? So I go on, and I'm hungry for the word. I'm walking through the streets of San Francisco, like, with a little Bible reading. And I'm just like, gosh, I didn't know Jesus. Like, Jesus, you're like a revolutionary. Like, you're flipping tables, you're cracking whips. Like, this is not the Jesus that I knew or that I had seen. I remember an emaciated deity that often was pictured in churches. And I was just hungry and thirsty for the word, but still had this mistrust with churches and pastors. Someone came alongside me and said, Liza, you need to get into a church, and one that's teaching the word of God. Let people walk alongside you and help you in your walk.
Thank you.
So I finally found one that I felt like the Lord was leading me to, and I remember sitting, you know, close to the front row, and I'm looking at this guy, and I'm like, so how do I know he's not, like, got a bunch of nonsense? And the Holy Spirit says, because you're going to filter everything by my word. By my word and my spirit, you'll know. So I, over the few months at this church, I'm thinking, you know what? This Christian thing is hard. I think, like, car got broken into twice, relationships are jacked up, work is messed up. I'm like, it wasn't this hard being a non-believer. So I'm thinking, I think I'm going to, you know, kind of switch back. And someone in one of my prayer groups, he said, you know, Liza, you can do that. You can absolutely do that. But if you do, the enemy's still going to pursue you. And at least on this side, you can do something about it. So I took him up on that challenge, and I enrolled in classes at our church. We had classes at our church called Praying with Authority. Praise God, I honor you, Sister Geraldine Hill. She was one of those praying grandmothers that raised up a generation, if you know what I mean. And I learned how to pray with authority. And my workplace and things start to kind of change, and I was really excited about that. And in one of my prayer classes, I had a prayer partner and a friend of mine, and I am reminded of her. I was reminded of her actually the first time I came to visit you all. She was a bartender. She had been a functioning methamphetamine addict for 20 years. And God had supernaturally healed her in a dressing room stall at Goodwill. Right? At Goodwill. And so as the presence of God covered her, he completely delivered her of all addiction, rewired her brain, and healed every single organ that was touched by that drug. And so I say that because when I walked in here, you know, the Lord reminded me of that story where the secular and the sacred collide. And that where you all are right here, there are going to be people who find out and get healed and delivered and set free because you were here. And I ask, you know, you may say, how am I able to say that? In Acts 19:12, it says, God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken back to the sick, and their illnesses were cured, and evil spirits left them. So my prayer partner was a little different, to say the least. We had gotten saved around the same time. We were only maybe about a year in, and she was always talking about the Lord told her this, the Lord told her that. And I'm just like, okay, all right, I guess God talked to me, but the way her relationship was with the Lord was just different than anyone else. And I was just always checking the word, and everything she said, just check out. So I said, look, what's going on? Like, does God talk to you? Like, do you hear an audible voice? Is it a voice inside? Like, how does that work out? And she's like, Liza, Jesus is as real to me as you sitting in front of me right now. And in the morning, I wake up and I say, morning, Jesus, I love you. What do you want to do today? And so I went home, and I just straight up, I was jealous. I was like, okay, Lord, you talking to her, you're not talking to me. Like, what's up with that? Like, if she can, you're not a respecter of persons. If she can have, you know, I'm going in. And I just felt like the Lord was probably laughing at me that day. But I was going through a lot of things, and I was in need. I was in great need. And I knew the word said, if you want anything, you need anything, seek first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and it will be given to you. And so I went, and I would wake up in the morning, I fall asleep, wake up in the morning, try to read the word, fall asleep. And, you know, the Holy Spirit was just like, go walking. So every morning I'm walking, and I'm like, Lord, here I am again today. What do you want to say to me? And I just would talk to him and pray and play and sing him songs, and we would dance, and we would, you know, I was just playing around with it, and it turned to days and weeks and a few months. And I know, as the word says, as you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. And he, in that process, in that wooing of one another, he became that desire. And I found out that the Lord Jesus loved me. And he loved me and you with a love that is incalculable. And then he laughs and he dances and he's absolutely amazing. And then it's greatest treasure in my life to know that I could be known and loved by him. And so I found in the word where it says in John 17 where Lord Jesus says, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, Father, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you sent. Paul says this in Philippians 3:10. He says, here's my aim, that I may know him. And I love how the Amplified Classic says, he says, that I may know him and that I may be more intimately acquainted with all the wonders of his personhood. So as I pursue the Lord, during that season, I opened my eyes a little bit. And he opened my eyes in that season to teach me quite a bit, but also because it was just, he's just a good father, just like a kid who's just like, okay, daddy, will you gonna let me show this? Okay, dad, can I have it? Can you do this now? Can I have it? He's just like, okay. And I'm like, can you open my eyes? Can you open my ears? I want to see. I want to know you. I want to know what breaks your heart. I want to know what you're in love with. And several things happen, but I remember this particular morning when my eyes are open, and I, at this time, have been walking throughout Oakland, California in the morning at 4 o'clock. There were places I went in the morning at 4 o'clock I wouldn't go in the daytime in my car. So I opened my eyes, and I and I don't, it's like a hologram almost, but I'm looking and I see the Lord in front of me flanked with angels. And I'm like, that's why I wasn't scared. I was sort of in this secret place. And I'm looking at these houses that are in front of mine, surrounding, and I keep looking, and it looks like there's like an angel on each house. And I'm going, weird. So what's that about? Why are those angels there? And the Holy Spirit says, well, you put them there. I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm walking, and so many, you know, things happened in that time frame. But these couple that he wanted me to share, I know one day I was going to work, and as I got off the train and I look at everyone, I see people on fire. And I'm walking, and I know that fire represents the wrath of God. And I pull over the side, and I can't walk anymore because I'm feeling the overwhelming love that he has for me and each and every person. And the idea that anyone would perish is great sorrow. And it's like, oh, indeed, you are a man of sorrow. And I'm going, every person that I've seen, the word says, and I'm realizing it took me, I'm sharing this first time publicly because I couldn't really get the wrath of God, didn't understand it. And I realized in Revelations 20:10, it says, the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet also, and they were tormented day and night and forever. That this was never meant for God's offspring. But there's a deception in the world, and he has brought us to snatch them back. The only person I saw who didn't have this fire, it was I had come across my best friend worked on the same floor as me, and there was light protruding from her and her husband. Mm-hmm. And there was one other woman, it looked like there was light, but it was grayed out. Mm-hmm. I knew she was living a compromised life, and I didn't really know what that was about. During this time, one other thing that came up, the Lord wanted me to see and encounter one that wrath was intended for. And a friend of mine called me, and he said, you know, I was praying, and I saw these two grayed out faces. So, I'll come over and help you pray. So I get there, and you know, guys, I'm all girded up with my praying in authority class, right? And we're just gonna lay it down, and we're praying and going throughout the house and doing everything that we know to do. And I am in the middle of the house, and I'm just praying in the spirit, because at that point we just didn't know what to pray. And all of a sudden, I remember one of my mentors said, Liza, I have opened the door and simply told them to get out. So that's what I did. I opened the door, and I say, in the name of Jesus, get out. And within a few seconds, this spirit, this demon, manifested in front of me, 2 or 3 inches from my face. And he was like a bodybuilder. He was kind of gray, lean. And he is cursing at me, and every foul thing is coming at me. And his main question is, who do you think you are? Who are you? You blank the blank the blank the blank the blank. And I quite honestly almost blacked out. I mean, all those classes went out the window. I could not remember one thing. I'm standing there, but I also at the same time realized that the presence of the Lord was there as well. I couldn't see him, but I knew he was on my right side. And so this thing is coming at me, and I'm just like, get him, Lord. Get him. But the Lord does nothing. And so I really get kind of scared and freaked out. I mean, you can imagine my friend is watching this whole thing. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what to say. And I go like straight King James on him, right? I'm like, we come in the name of God, the Most High God, Jesus of Nazareth. I mean, like, I'm pull in whatever I can. I'm thinking, okay, because this thing is screaming at the top of its lungs at me. So I get on my knees. I'm like, well, maybe I'm supposed to pray to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus. And in that time, the Spirit attempts to enter me through my mouth. And then when it couldn't do that, it tries to choke me and hurt me. But when it couldn't do either one of those things, something turned. And it was like I felt the Holy Spirit kind of shaking inside of me. And there was this call in me that says, stand therefore. I need you to stand up and remember who you are. So I got up and I opened the door and I said, go in Jesus' name. And that thing stood for a while. So that's where renewing your mind with the scripture is so beautiful. Stand and stand therefore. I'm going to stand and stand therefore and remember who I am. So to wrap this up, I just want to reiterate to you that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. God's way of doing things is at hand. Repent, change your mind, and believe. Believe that God is indeed a supernatural being. And that he created you to be supernatural. And that when you believe, the Holy Spirit took residence on the inside of you. I need you to begin to believe that what Jesus said is true. That he gave you power and authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And by no means shall anything harm you. And it's a time to begin to believe that the most important power on heaven and earth is our ability to have a relationship with the God who made heaven and earth, and that he deeply, deeply loves us, and we're known by him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So with that, I was told to give you homework. Your assignment this week, I thought it would be cool to check out Romans 8. That's been a great chapter for me. The Lord always brings me back there. Mm-hmm. And as he teaches me about walking in the Spirit, it blessed me. I hope it blesses you. And if you want a copy of the scriptures that I mentioned today, I will forward them to Pastor James, and you're welcome to inquire with that. So with that, before we go, we just want to talk to two groups quickly. I know some of you have never made a decision for Christ, and so I want to offer that to you today, that you can actually pass from death to a supernatural life with God. And second, you may just need someone to be in agreement with you and pray with you, and we have folks here to do that as well. So with that, so if everyone could just close your eyes, bow your heads. And everyone who can hear my voice, I am just, the word of God says that in the day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. That today we're not offering you to come to Brazos Church or Church Home, although it is an amazing place here. We're not offering you a religion, but we are offering you a relationship with the one who created you. So if today you want to respond to that, please raise your hand. Amen. So Father, we just thank you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that and ask you to help us to know you, Lord, to be known by you, and make your power and love known to this world. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's just make it go down.